This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac for the final week of early summer, and the first week of the sweet corn moon, and the week of summer solstice. A season ago, I walked over 100 miles at what I felt to be the same rate as the advance of spring. With a pack of about 20 pounds and a slightly sore hip, I moved so slowly that the microclimates of farms and yards and roadsides and woods, closely observed, altered my previous sense of time and place, a sense that had been based on routine and obligation, making a living, based on even friends or family. And instead of that disconnection, in this pilgrimage, I sensed something like a congruence of movements, mine and the seasons, so that I actually seemed to follow along the transformation of the land which was being led and transformed by the sun. I felt attached to and felt myself to be part of spring in that particular habitat. I was walking, it seemed to me, in sync with the spin of the earth. For example, if the height of the roadside ferns was different from day to day, I felt I was a witness, validating growth, joining with the ferns, growing with them, instead of suddenly coming upon them by a roadside. I knew them almost intimately. I realized afterwards that if I had moved more quickly or with some ulterior purpose, or if I had been attempting to meet a deadline or had been competing with someone else or had promises to keep, then I could have lost track, fallen out of step with the blossoming of apple orchards and violets and the easy turning of the winter wheat. This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac. I'll be back again next week with notes for the first week of middle summer. In the meantime, once again, go slowly. Try not to lose track of the spin of the earth.
Bill Felker contributes to newspapers nationwide, including the Yellow Springs News. Bill resides in Yellow Springs. Poor Will's Almanac is also available as a podcast at WYSO.org.